Relief efforts continue in Haiti as food aid rescuers and medical teams still flood into the devastated island nation. But the focus is changing on how to rebuild the impoverished country. According to the Rome-based International Fund for Agricultural Development, agriculture needs to be on top of this agenda. That is the message IFAD President Kanayo Nwanze plans to take to top business leaders and politicians meeting in Davos, Switzerland later this week.
Haiti's agriculture, which sustains the majority of the population, is crucial for long-term development of the country, and that assistance to Haiti for long-term development will reside on providing the opportunities for them to grow their own food as much as possible and not to be too dependent on imported food.
Speaking by internet link, Nwanze told reporters that focusing on Haiti's agricultural production is particularly critical now as Haitians flee the quake-hit capital, Port-au-Prince, for the countryside. Nwanze says the United States, one of the main donor countries, is already beginning to shift its focus to rural development.
The U.S. has certainly made it known that it is committed to both reconstruction and rehabilitation of Haiti. And we believe one of those would be assisting the Haitian people themselves to be able to grow enough food and be able to reduce their dependency on imports.
But the track record has not been good. The share of foreign aid earmarked for agriculture in Haiti dropped from 18% in the 1980s to less than 4% in 2007. Only recently has it rebounded after the spike in world food prices. But even before the quake, 80% of Haiti's food was imported. Nwanze says that IFAD and two other UN agencies, the World Food Program and the Food and Agricultural Organization, will begin this week to assess the impact of Haiti's earthquake on rural areas as a first step to a longer-term development strategy. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.